ਤਾਸ ਚੜ੍ਹਨ ਲੈ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਵਸਾਵੋ ਤੋ ਪਰਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੋ. ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਸ ਗਾਵੇ ਇੰਦਰਾਦ ਭਗਤ ਪ੍ਰਹਿਲਾਦਕ ਆਤਮ ਰਸ ਜਿਨ ਜਾਣਿਓ. It mentions all the pichle bhagats. It mentions all the past people that have done bhakti. It mentions all the people that not only did bhakti, but people worship them because they did bhakti. They've left their mark on this world. And they've left their mark on people's hearts. And people are worshipping them all over this globe. But in this special bani, in Dhan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, the attempt is not made to go and explain that this is what Maharaji did, this is what Maharaji did. It's to show you the people on this world that call these bhagats great. Who are the bhagats calling great? I'm going to say it one more time so it gets into your head. Is that who we turn to, who this world turns to say that they're great, these people are great because they've done bhakti. They'll turn to Prahlad, they'll turn to Vyasrikhi, they'll turn to different bhagats, through bhagat. All these bhagats that are mentioned, that people turn to call great, who are they calling great? They're calling Guru Nanak Dev Ji great. How are they calling Guru Nanak Dev Ji great? By singing the praises of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Kab kal sujas gavo Guru Nanak, Raj Jog Jin Manyo. They're singing, so just kathe hoke sare gun gaunde hai Guru Nanak Dev Ji de. That is mehma enough to understand that, look, we're singing somebody else's, why don't we just connect straight with Guru Nanak Dev Ji? Because when Guru Nanak Dev Ji came here, unhe eh ji sachi bang ditti to wake this world up. Because bang is on a minaret or a pillar that Muslim people climb every morning. And they say that nivas das sama ho gaya, that it's time of prayer, that you should get up and wake up, because it's those holy hours that you should be doing prayers. Well, Maharaji ne ji bang ditti to wake this jagat up, that if you're stuck in karam kand, Maharaji gave new meaning to what they didn't have meaning for. If people were wearing kintas, or people were carrying dandes around, and they thought these were necessary to get to God, well, Maharaj halara maya, and he gave meaning to them. He gave meaning to show them that sachdi prapti karni hai, then I'm not going to push you too much away, I'm going to give meaning to what you already have. That if you're going to rub ashes all over your body, well, you don't need to do that. But in the same manner, Have Guru Maharaj's name, have Guru God's name rubbed all over your body by having it in such a fashion as how Maharaj has described it in a Siddh Ghosh Bani, Gurmukh Rom Rom Har Tyave. That's Viputi. That's those ashes. If you want it, build up your Simran so it's going all over your body. And Simran is echoing in your body in unison. So when you're saying Waheguru one time, it's echoing and echoing through your body, and you're hearing Waheguru repeated thousands and thousands of times. Now, aap Narayan Kalata Jagme Parvaryo, that Paramatma aap Sakar Hoke, meaning Sahat Akar, Maharaji came with a form to show this world the proper path. So, first journey will start, and I know some of the children here that are talking right in front of me, that you see, 2 minutes to answer. Just give me a little bit of your attention. If you can't pay attention, just pay attention to the slide screen. Because you know what's happened nowadays here? That what's happened is, no, you guys don't know. The reason what's happening now is that your attention has become so wavered by all the media and all the television and all the internet that if somebody sits on here on stage and is only weapon to get your attention is his voice, then your mind can't concentrate. And I don't blame you. It's because A, Kaliyoga, and Kaliyoga de Maya the Prabhat means influence, is growing day by day. Day by day, because technology is increasing and bhakti is decreasing. Bhakti is decreasing, technology increasing, and people are using, whether it becomes Facebook. I know ਕਈ ਇੱਥੇ ਚਲ ਇੱਥੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ, ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਟ 'ਚ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ, ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਖਿੱਚ ਲੈਂਦੀਆਂ. ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਜਿਹਾ ਜ਼ਮਾਨਾ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ whether it's Flickr or there's this new one that has come out. Chalo, khair, it's pulling you. Now your attention wavering, your focus should be, I'm using technology to assist your focus. So, jab mere vich nahi dhyan kar sakde, you have a PowerPoint. And we'll start our journey here. These are the khadams of Dhan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And jithe baba pair tare puja asan thapan soa. So one place is this place. And what is this place that we're going to start our journey and build up to the avatar of Dhan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji? This place is called Omkar Eshwar. Omkar Eshwar. Khalsa Ji, at this spot, the Hindus believe that one of their stones fell, what they call a shivling, fell onto this spot. And they have lots of different temples here where they worship different goddesses for certain powers, certain boons, certain gifts. And then certain people have their heart in the right place and they're worshipping to get to God through Devi Puja or idol worship. Now Dhan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, he came to this place. This is Omkareshwar. If you're wondering where it is, it's on your route from Delhi towards Nanded. So it falls in Madhya Pradesh. Madhya Pradesh is a middle state of India. And there, with no Sikh living as a citizen or a resident within the city, there is a Gurdwara there. And you can see the Nishan Sahib towards the left of the screen. That Gurdwara is where Guru Nanak Dev Ji visited. It marks the place where Guru Nanak Dev Ji came. What did Maharaj Ji do here? It was here that there was one Pandit that was teaching children. But bachche nu sikhaunda vi si, par janjal de vich paai janda si. Right now, we have teachers in schools that are teaching us the route to building up a material world. They're teaching us how to get material goods, how to build up an occupation to get money. But Maharaj Ji Dhan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, he was teaching the Paramarth way, the spiritual way, and he said that Pandit, jeko sikhona vi hai, sikha ethon shuru kar. If you're going to teach, start with this letter, Omkar. Omkar. If you're going to teach, start with this. And don't just say and teach the kids how to pronounce Omkar. Because O aap ekka. Ek niyamkar ne uchare Omkar te banati sari sansar. That Paramatma, who's one, who's formless, said the word Omkar and this whole world was created. Teach him that. Teach him Omkar is where you start your education. Because ke je vidwan hun vi hai gaya. Bhagat Jaswant Singh itthe aaya. He's a vidyarthi of Baba Gurbachan Singh Pindranwale. And for him, the Punjabi akhars are an abhyas or bhakti within the letters. Just the letters that Guru Maharaj created. There's bhakti hidden within them. And Bhai Sarabjit Singh, when he teaches, you should see kinne kinne praman sikhi de vich, just going from Uda to Ada. Uda to Ada, teaching through each letter, you find out so much about sikhi. So, here Guru Nanak Dev Ji came, he came up to this Pandit. He says, tusi galat tarike na sikhaune hai. He says, then tusi apne unnu das nu nihal karo. The Pandit's like, then teach me which way you should teach. Then Maharaj Ji ne vichaya, Omkar Brahma Utpat. Unnu nu sikhao, then Omkar Nirankar ne Omkar uchar ke Brahma di utpati hoi. Meaning Brahma came about. The Brahma these people worship and call themselves Brahmins. They made out a caste because they worship Brahma and they say that they're the highest caste above the other caste. They've created a society and cut it up into four pieces and said there's a highest caste, the people that can only do the prayers. And these Brahmins, that you should be teaching them at least that the one you worship or you call yourself after, that it's Omkar Paramatma that you should be worshipping. It's that Ik Omkar Paramatma that has created everything that you're worshipping. Why are you getting stuck in the middle? Why are you using a vajola? Khalsaji, when people get married, they get a middle person to unite the male and female in a marriage, and they call that person a vajola. Well, this is what the world's doing. They're turning to certain people to unite them. But Guru Maharaj was uniting them with Nirankar straight, and that's what Artharam does. If there is any Mahapurush or Sant or Bhagat in this Dharam, in this religion, they don't attach you with themselves. They attach you with Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And K.K. Pramano, there's Sikhidavich, there's so many other Sakhis that I could back this up with, but I'm not going to go on to that side. But he says that, Sun Pande, kya likho janjala? Kyo bache nu janjala vich paai jana? Then he said, what should I write? Likh Ram Naam Gurmukh Gopala Mukhi Guru Akal Purkh Gopal Jira, who's taking care of this world. This Prithvi nu ju paali janda. Teach him about that Paramatma. Don't teach him about Brahma. Don't teach him about Shiva. Connect him with Paramatma from the first letter that you should be teaching, which is Omkar. That's how you should start your education. And then that's how we're going to start our journey. Because here, this river is called the Narvadi River. Narvadi Nan. And if you keep going along this, there's a lot of people along this Nan that they're worshipping idols. Bhutanu poojde hai. K.K. unne de bhut hunde hai. Das ne bhi dekhe hai. Unne moka mila si India jaanu. And I got a chance to go to India just recently. Patna Sahib, Das gaya si Guru Maharaj Ji de sadka. I went to Patna Sahib with Guru Maharaj's grace, and there, koi Kalka Devi, koi A Devi, koi A Devta, they have statues, and I saw them with doing arti in front of their statues. So Khalsa Ji, this Narvadi Nair, if you go along here, Guru Maharaj visited a lot of people here and broke them away from idol worship. And if you keep going along this river, there's a one town that's called Ushangabad. Ushangabad. And at Ushangabad, Uthe Raja Si Lakshmi Rao. His name was Lakshmi Rao, the king. There, the king also stuck in Bhut Puja when he visited Guru Maharaj Ji. Dekho, Ekta Maharaj Ji, the Nuri hai jaisi. That it had so much charisma, so much pull. Jinne darshan bhi kar de si, if they had questions, all their questions would subside and move away. Bolli jande hunde si, je mande vich prashan hunde si. Jab prashan de aap hi sudhi siddh uttar mil jande si. That automatically their questions would be answered just by mere darshan of Tan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Kyun Rabbi Noor si, Paramatma aap nirankar si. Now that, a lot of people don't believe. I have a book at home and I've kept this book only for a reason. Because there are some people that are doing prachar and calling Maharaji a man, calling Maharaji a prophet, calling Maharaji just a mere person that came to this world. That he was born. Upon the sankoj karde, we don't even say janam. We say avtar. Maharaji janam marande vich ta aayi ni. Oh, aap nirankar si. This is why I'm going to tell you this story. Because Lakshmi Rao, he started, meaning automatically were answered, but the question he asked was this. He said that, I believe in Krishna. That's Lakshmi Rao. He's saying that I believe in Krishna, but I believe Krishna, he wasn't inside of birth and death, just like I was talking about. He was inside of birth and death. Please explain to me what kind of people and what kind of chakras they're in, what kind of cycles they're in. We're all in the jasilak, where there's little differences between people because of the karms they do, because of the actions they do. Maharaj ne nihal kita, he told them, he gave him teaching, he told them that, chalo kita paap kamaunde hai. Paap kamaake narakande vich ja varde hai. They commit sins and they fall into the depths of hell. And then they're tossed out of hell. And they're thrown into this Trasilak, 8.4 million birth and death life cycle, meaning they go through different animals, different stages, different species until they get to the highest form, the human life, and the only life that you can connect with God. He told them. And Marji pays testament and says this when they talks about Kaam, Kaam Vashna, Kaam called lust, but Kaam more better is described as Kaamna or desire. Out of there, the one that holds most strength is lust. You can say that. Chalo, he Kaamam, Narka Visaramam, Bohu Joni Parmavane. Kaam is such a strong sin that it can throw people down into the depths of hell. And then what will they do? It'll throw them back into the Chirasila. Narka Visaramam, Bohu Joni Parmavane. Then Joniya Devich, through different lives, they'll have to cycle up to the human life again. So Khalsa Ji, that's one. And then he talked about, jire change karm karde par piche swarth hunda. Meaning that they do good charity, they give to the needy, but in return they want to feel good. Those people go to swarg, they go to heaven, but again they come back into this trasila. So now, Lakshmi Rao de Mande Vich Aaya, he said, Koi Shutkara Bhi Hai. Then one side people are falling to hell, and then they get back into these lives. Again, they don't get out of the Chirasila. And then the other side, they're doing good, but because they have swarth or selfishness behind them, they go to heaven. They ash karde, they relish whatever's in heaven, the pleasures. And then they get thrown back in to the Jarasilak again. Shutkara kithe? How are they going to be liberated? I don't see any liberation. I don't see any salvation. Khalsa ji, oh jado eh puchhe Maharaji says that gaha suno. Ek gyanvan bhi hai. Gyanvan oha. Ram kasoti so sahe jo mar jeeva hoye. Jira, those people, mar jeevade, that we call in this Sikhi Panth, by Matidas Varge, by Satidas Varge, Kek Gur Singh, by Taru Singh Varge, these kind of mar jeevade, they die while they're living. How do they die while they're living? They disconnect from the world, they disconnect from their body, and they connect with that one that's sitting inside of us. You're blinking because there's an energy source, a Chintan Sroop, sitting behind you. Chintan Sroop, that energy source. That's Paramatma. But why don't we see Paramatma? Because our focus and concentration is on the outside. That's why we need that Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Maharaj Ji said, Guru Sahib, Guru Granth Sahib Ji is my own form. I've immersed myself within the word. Sabad Guru Surt Ton Chela. That the follower has to be that attention. Because when it connects with that Shabd, it moves inward. And so, Rab, it needs love. It needs love to connect. Sachi Preet Ham Tum Se Ho Jori. And when that love connects with that Shabd, by learning the Sakhis of the greatness of their Guru, that your Father is so great, you don't have to turn to anybody else in this world. Sachi Preet Ham Tum Se Ho Jori. Tum se ho jor, avar sang tori. That I connect with you, I break off with this world, and mar jeevade odo bande hai. Mar jeevade gyanwan. Jado nirankar sroop, jada tode vich baitha, Ram ki ans, as a part of you, jot, jot roop, har aap Guru Nanak kahayo. That jot that's sitting inside of you, that jot, that Guru Nanak Dev Ji took up a form to explain to you that it's sitting inside of you. That you can connect to that jyot through the shabd by placing your attention into that shabd and closing yourself off from the world and connecting with that shabd and finding that Paramatma sitting inside of you. Khalsa Ji, it was in Oshangabad that Lakshmi Rao asked this question. And jadon dassa gyanwan bare, he told him about mar jeevade Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Unnu ek hor prashan aaya. Guru Maharaj Ji, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਨਾਮ, ਯੋਰ ਨੇਮ, ਯੋਰ ਨੇਮ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਕਾਲਡ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਪਾਪੂਲਰ ਨੇਮਸ, ਥ੍ਰੀ ਪਾਪੂਲਰ ਨੇਮਸ. ਵੀ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਵੀ ਕਾਲ ਹਿਮ, ਬਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੈਵ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਨੇਮਸ. Not just three names, they have different names for Guru Maharaj in different places around the world. But khas karke jo ithihas chon jo Bharat di dharti, India di dharti vich kehya janda si, was one was Nanak Shah. Musalman used to call Peer Nanak Shah, and some people called Guru Nanak Tapa, and one was Guru Nanak Nirankari. And at that time Lakshmi Rao nu pata lagya si that people were calling Guru Nanak Dev Ji Nirankari. Then to see Lakshmi Rao goes to Guru Nanak Dev Ji, he says that, look, people are calling you Nirankar. Nirankar means no form. And you being God, how you have a form? I see that body in front of you. How can you be the formless God? The God that's just light, that's just Prakash, that's just illumination. How can you be that form when I see in front of me a body? Guru Maharaj just smiled. He says, Lakshmi Rao, samena, samena, with time. Eno uttar apne aayega. The answer will come with time. Samaya, that time came. And when Guru Nanak Dev Ji said, Udasi gaha hor vadaniya, that I have to go further on my travels, that Lakshmi Rao Parjad Smith, with the army at that time, accompanied Guru Nanak Dev Ji to see him off. This was a respectful form that nowadays we don't even do. There's some Gur Sikhs that, you know, koi Gur Sikh kare honda, langar shikaunde hai, and then they'll see him off right to the car, whether if even snow is falling on the ground. Is sitkar honda Gur Sikhanda. And then Lakshmi Rao, with this parja, with this, not his army, Mahakarna, with his people, he saw Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and then he told the people, you can return. I'm going to walk a little bit further with Guru Nanak Dev Ji. As he walked with Tansiri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Maharaj says, oh, I remembered, I forgot something. Guru Maharaj Ji to pullan andar aunde ni. Eta Guru Maharaj Ji da aap achana, asi pullan andar cha. But Guru Maharaj Ji apol gur kirtar, Maharaj Ji ta ni pullde. But Maharaj Ji ne sabab bulona si. Maharaj Ji had to create a scenario. And that scenario that was created was this. He said that, I forgot my little pot. Maharaj Ji used to carry a little pot in which he used to place water. And it had a little handle on it. And he said, can you go fetch it for me? Can you go grab it for me? Lakshmi Rao, he said that Guru Maharaj Ji, bari uttam seva tusi mainu bakshi hai. He went back and he came back with that pot, that kupin, that little pot with the handle. And when he saw in Guru Nanak Dev Ji's hands, his hands are already occupied. Maharaj Ji at that time, jis tarah Bhai Gurdas Ji baran de vich honda, that Bhai Gurdas Ji writes that when Guru Maharaj went to Saudi Arabia, he had two items in his hand. Asa hath kitab kach. Maaf karna, in there, he's saying that one was a granth in which Maharaj Ji used to write his own bani. His own bani. And he had it underneath his arm and he was carrying a stick, a walking stick. He had taken up a pace, had taken up a dress to resemble the people that used to go and do Hajj. Because he was going to teach them what the true Hajj is or what a true pilgrimage is. But anyways, that kitab, now Maharaj had taken into his hands. And that in the other hand, Guru Maharaj had that stick. And when that Raja asked, Maharaj Ji, tode hath ta belle ni, what should I do? Maharaj Ji said that, around my waist, kamar kasa kar deo, right? Take a cloth, wrap it around my waist, and through the handle of that pot, wrap it around my waist. Jado Lakshmi Rao, when he went with that pot, and he tried to wrap it around, he took the cloth, threw the handle and he tried to wrap it around Guru Nanak Dev Ji's waist. He couldn't even touch Guru Nanak Dev Ji's body. Sparshmani hoya Guru Maharaj Ji's adar. He couldn't touch Maharaj Ji's body. He had his body revolving around in Maharaj Ji's image. And he's wondering, why can't I touch Guru Maharaj Ji's body? Maharaj Ji smiled down to him. And he said, Raja, uttar mil gaya tonu? That did you get your answer? You are asking, how can I take up form and still be nirankar? That Maharaji is not in. He took up a form to teach us. He took up a human form because we humans are in a way stubborn that we need to learn from another human in the fashion that one sits by the other and explains. So, manasa otar tar, darsa dikhlaye hai. That duniya nu fir darsa dikhaya by taking up a human form. And that's how he's teaching that aapna and kalatar and sikhondi vi hai loka nu. That omkar jap upar nimrata vi rakhi, that aapni kya jaake duniya nu, that main nirankar. That Guru Maharaj didn't start saying that I'm God myself. He said, Mata Nirankar the Dasam. That I'm a servant, but Hagi se o Nirankar. Kyunki Turki bani is tarahi aisi, kyunki Maharaj aap hi turo aisi. That word of God came from Sachkhand because Maharaj himself, Sachkhand vasa Nirankar, he's that Sroop himself. So this is that Gurdwara, this is a Pratan Puro in Omkareshwar, and this is right outside of the Gurdwara. In Hindi it's written Ek Omkar Satgur Prasad, Omkar Brahma Utpat, Omkar Kiya Jan Chit, and Uthe Tak Pehli Pauri Likhi Hai Dakhni Omkar Di. So Khalsa Ji Kalbal Hoi Medni Ardas Kare Liv Laaye, this Dharti Ne Pukar Shaddi Paramatma Nu, and the people living on this earth, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ, ਇਹ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਨਿਗਰ ਚੱਲੋ ਰਸਾਤਲ ਢੋਆ, ਮੈਂ ਡੁੱਬ ਚੱਲੀ, ਇਹ ਜੀਵ ਵੀ ਡੁੱਬ ਚੱਲੇ. Then we're drowning and we're headed to the depths of hell. This earth spoke up and the creatures upon this earth spoke up. Then nirankar tusi aap aao. Don't send any more devi devte, don't send any more prophets, you come yourself. We don't need anybody else, we need you. Because they haven't succeeded. Why didn't they succeed? Je prabhu param purakh upajaye, tin tin apne raah chalaye. Je aap aunde si, people came, they started their own paths. Some called themselves Pramatma, some people said that I am God. When they came, they're supposed to be connecting people with God, but they said, I am God. And then the others, they said that, no, there's God and I'm the last prophet. I'm the last prophet. Mahadeen tab prabh upraja, Arab desh ko kino raja, tin pi ek panth upraja. That one, what did he do? Mahadeen Muhammad came, one example, and he said that there's God and then I'm the last prophet. And he created his own panth. And sabat surat pagartha. People were still cutting their hair and cutting parts of their body off. And he knew that he had the right teaching in his head, but he didn't teach the people what he should have taught them. Sat naam kahun na dhridayo. The satcha naam ni unnu nu sikhaya. So Khalsa Ji, that's the halat of the dharti. There's more that you can keep going on and on about what was happening on this earth. But what was happening was people weren't giving credit to the Creator. They weren't giving credit to the Creator. We're here in Satsangat to give credit to the Creator. So Khalsa Ji, that's called Akirtkan. Akirtkan. And that's what was happening on this world. But Sache Sunya Kande Teerik Deve Sahaj Sabhai. The Sahaj Sabhai, Maharaj gave Teerij, gave the world tolerance that wait, I'm coming now. I've heard you. Phir ek akash bani sunke, jine devi devte ikatthe hoye si. All the gods and goddesses and prophets, they hath khade karte si, they say, we can't go now. You have to come. That achanaj pe devte sare, they khosh ho gaye after they heard God is coming himself. Then Vaheguru Paramatma is coming himself. Agya peena darsane aare. That they didn't see Paramatma. Akash bani sunya. Unnanu darsan ni unna si Paramatma. They didn't see God. They heard God's voice. सुनी पुकार दातार प्रभ गुरु नानक जग माहे पठाया। ते फिर गुरु नानक देव जी ने पैर धरिया इस धरती दे उपर, कल तार गुरु नानक आया। मानस अवतार तार दर्श दिखाए है। मानस मीन्स अ ह्यूमन फॉर्म, that Maharaj came in the form of a human form to show this world that Sri Mukh Sabad Gur Sikhan Sunaya hai, the Sikhanu Shabd Sikhaya, taught him the Shabd, because this was the way that unna lokanu taarna si, this is the way that we're going to save the people on this world. Khalsa ji, tin bediyan ke kul vikhe pragate nanak raaye, सब सिखन को सुख दे जहत है पह सहाय। गुरु महाराज जी हुन मिशन आदि आरंभ करनी सी। He had appeared from that river, and now coming from that river, that Maharaj had disappeared from 3 days, that तुसी आप कविता सरवन कीती सी, बीबी नानकी gave this world something as the first Gorsikh, which is faith, that believe Guru Maharaj जी is going to come, वो सच खंड गया। She gave the edict to this world and said, wait, don't lose faith. She stood solid in her faith. And in this Pratan photo that was uncovered from a Gurdwara of Bibi Nanaki, who is the older sister of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, that you can see within this whole photo, everybody else is asking, Guru Maharaj, why are you leaving? Look, you have a family. Think of your family. Imagine how hard it was. We would find it hard as a human being to do this kind of mission, obviously, but Guru Maharaj Ji have that mission dread, solid. But there is one Gorsikh in this photo, to the very left, you'll find Bibi Nanaki with her hands folded, because she knows that Guru Maharaj Ji ne jana hi hai. And before you go, Guru Maharaj Ji, she folds her hands and says, Dekho Sache Patsha, that I can't hold you down here. I know you have to go. Jagat Jalanda Machi Jandavan. And Tusini Pyan Tarke Dekhlaya. And you have to go. But before you go, I have two requests. One request is, you know, when I become Vyakul, when I become restless, kyunki wo aap bhakti si. Bibi Nanaki is bhakti da swaroop. She says, when I become restless, please give me your vision. Show me your Swaroop. Come back to me. The other thing is, if you need anything in this world, don't turn to anybody else. Maya bhi kadi lod pave. Then please come to me. Guru Bhaiji turned to her. When jadon pehla rabab, when Bhaiji was going to purchase the first rabab, Sakhi Lambi, I'm not going to go into it. Guru Bhaiji granted her this request. But you have to understand, jithe gyan, if you want gyan, if you want understanding, there's a mistype. It should be Bibi Nanaki here. I wrote Nanak. Bhakti na swaroop han. Jad ke Guru Nanak Sahib gyan na swaroop honge. Eh Baba Nand Singh ji kalyan wale di bachana. Khalsa ji ji gyan hona, there has to be bhakti there. Kyunki os ghar de vich, bediyan de kol de vich, inni bhakti si. Baba Nand Singh ji ne mahapurusha ne, jadon unna ne aap bhakti kiti, he unnu gyan prapt hoya, he said that Rai Bular, Bibi Nanaki, Mata Sulakhani, Mata Tripta, Baba Kalyan Chand, eh sare pichle bhagat si tapasya karde hunde si, where Amritsar di dharti si, where Amritsar was, they were past bhagats, and they were calling to Maharaj ji, kalmal hoye Medini ardaas kare levlaye, they inna ne bhi levla ke Pramatma ke ardaas kiti si, Maharaj ji tusi aap aao. They were granted rishta, relationship as a brother or as a mother or as a father or as a wife of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And Khalsa Ji, this bhakti is what we need to do if you want to see Guru Nanak Dev Ji. If you want to have a vision, where there is any mahapurush, they got to see where Guru Granth Sahib Ji is sitting, the actual swaroop of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. The form he took, but there will have to be bhakti there first. So Khalsa Ji Maharaj Ji ne adi mission aarambh kiti. And that mission, jithe Baba Pair Dhare, went all across this globe. This map doesn't do justice It just gives you a small idea. It doesn't do justice to tell you where Guru Nanak Dev Ji went. Suraj Prakash Paro Rangta Bhajyuga. That Guru Maharaj Ji dekho kithe kithe gaya. But phir bhi sari kathan kathan vyah nahi kar sakde. You can't tell of where Guru Maharaj Ji went. That's why today we're going to try to give you an idea of places that are still being discovered to this day. Jai hon sade nazar de agge oh lag gaya je kithe kithe Guru Nanak Dev Ji gaya. Ki khas karke Bhai Gurdas Ji, who is the mama ji of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, and the nephew of Guru Amar Das Ji, and he knew of these stories, kyunki nikatvarti rahe and darshan bhi hoye si Guru Angad Dev Ji ne, that he wrote Bhai Gurdas Ji Abhara. And we sing those shabds here on these stages on Maharaj's Gurpurbs. So he wrote about the main stories. But then there's some other stories that are coming out to this day as people are going and venturing out by doing Ardaas in front of Guru Granth Sahib Ji and saying, Maharaj Ji, sannu bhi os jaga dikhao jithe tusi pehalte rahe. Places above that anybody has even touched as Sumer Parvat, where jithe koi karamat or shakti hove phir jaake pahunch sakde hain. Riddhiyan siddhiyan. And Oji Siddh Si that jaake prashan karte si Bhangarnath varge, par Thar Jogi varge, Gorakhnath, Machindranath. These kind of Siddhs that become corrupted, they started out with good intentions, did their bhakti, but gyan nahi hasil hoya kyunki raste de vich hi atak gaye. They stopped and jithe tak unhan di avastha si lokan nu utthe tak khada dinde si aur thalle niwe hi rakhde si. ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਕੀ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਬਾਹਰ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਪਰ ਗਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੁਣ ਦੇ ਖੈਰ ਮੂਵ ਫੋਰਵਰਡ, ਦੇ ਸਟਾਪ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਟੈਲ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਤੱਕ ਕੀ ਆ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗਾਂ ਨਾ ਚੱਲੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਆਹ ਨਾ ਕਰਿਆ ਕਰੋ, ਆਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਨਾ ਪੜਿਆ ਕਰੋ, ਆਹ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ. ਦੇ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦਿਸ. ਬਸ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ, ਚੁੰਝ ਨੂੰ ਤਿੱਖਾ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ. And what do they do? Like birds, they start pecking at things in Sikhi. They start pecking and saying, this is not right, this is not right. But Khalsa Ji pe, wo Sikh nahi hai, pathar ban gaye. They become pathars or rocks for other people to go forward. And that's what happened with the Siddhs. Wo agge nahi kisi nu badal dinde si. And jadon dekhe Guru Nanak Dev Ji, they said, hey Bala, inhe te koi koi shaktiyan ta hogi. They must have some powers if he got up to this stage or got up to this mountain. So let's make him our chela. And then in the bariya koshisha kitiya, they made attempts on trying to make Guru Nanak Dev Ji a follower of themselves. And they said to Guru Maharaj and asked questions. They asked a lot of questions. They said that apa hath yoga karke itthe tak pahunche hain. Tusi kya je yoga prapat? ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਯੋਗ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਕਿਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਯੋਗ ਅਮਲ ਕੀਤਾ, ਵਾਟ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਯੋਗ, ਵਾਟ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਜੁੜਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਤਰੀਕਾ, ਵਾਟ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਅਟੈਂਪਟ ਹੈਵ ਯੂ ਮੇਡ ਔਨ ਜੁਆਇਨਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਗੋਡ. ਯੋਗ ਮੀਨਸ ਕਨੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਗੋਡ, ਜੁੜਨ ਦਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੈਡ ਰਾਜ ਯੋਗ, ਐਂਡ ਰਾਜ ਯੋਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹੀ ਆ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੁਣੋ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੁਣੋ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਨ ਨਾ ਸੁਣੋ, ਐਂਡ ਫਿਰ ਦੇਖੋ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਸਿੱਧ Peer Surna. Hey Ji Mehma. There's so much greatness in listening that you can get all what you've done. What a Siddh. Sur meaning Devta or Nath. Inna ne jini praptiya kitiya. And khindi vich. Khindi vich aasakdiya jit si suno hi shabd. Akal purkta shabd suno. Sabd suno. Sabd mukho alai. And to see kya ji kya karamat varte. What kind of miracles do you use? Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, we know that many koi karamat varte da. Hor karamat asante nai. Sacha naam hi ame kole. Sacha naam. Prabhu da. That's all I have with me. Hor karamat asante nai. Ah, hoi me tonu sunaun aaya. Tusi kyon nahi naam na jodde. Hankar aa janda vich tode. So, again, Maharaj Turiye, and thode je samay reh gaya, I'm going to try to finish by 8:20. So, Khalsa Ji, kai sthan hai ge duniya de vich, And Ishad, last one year when Das was doing, when Das was doing Maji Di Kirpa Da Sadka, sitting on stage and doing Katha, I showed you this photo. And this photo has written on it, it's written in Baghdad, outside of the city. There's a slab of stone, of granite stone, where there's a quote written on it. What does this inscription say? It says, "Here spoke the Hindustan resident Guru Nanak Dev Ji to Fakir Balol, and for these 60 winters since Guru Ji left Iran." Now any of you, if you know Baghdad, it's in Iraq. Then why is it saying Iran? But back in the day, Iraq was part of Iran. It split off. Just like Pakistan split off of India, it used to be part of India before 1947. So since the Guru left Iran, the soul of this individual called Behlol has rested on the Master's word. Guru Bhaiji ne bachan. Master's word means Guru Bhaiji's word or bachan or shabd. Like a bee poised on dull lit honey rose. Just that if there's rose, a bee can see honey in a rose, sees the potential in a rose for honey, and it'll sit on that rose, and it'll poise itself in the glory of the potential or the amrit in that rose. In the same way, that Gurmukh Behlol has been sitting for 60 years after Guru Nanak Dev Ji left that spot in Baghdad. Khalsa Ji, in Baghdad after, he sat in the same spot. Because he felt that Amrit Ras. Amrit Ras. Khalsa Ji, bachan honda, je Amrit Ras aa jave, Amrit Ras aa jave, phir duje ras sab chhat jande hai. Amrit Ras pahunchan nu bhi duje ras nu dur karna penda, but what minimum amount jehda reh vi jave, oh sare chhat jande hai. Amrit Ras atpala. Atpala. It's above everything else. It's above all these pleasures in the world. And that Amrit Ras is hidden within that Gurbani. And if you want to get it out, Gurbani da abhyas. Repeating Gurbani. That's the way you get it out. Make that Gurbani part of you and do that abhyas. Make that attempt. After you leave this day, it will wake yourself. Jagre man jaganhare, make that attempt. So Khalsa Ji, when Guru Maharaj Ji came to Baghdad, and Sakhi ondi peer dastagir di, Sabani, I'm not going to go into that Sakhi. But after he awoke them, unne nu jagrata dikhai, they woke, then they wanted to hear the words of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. They wanted to hear what Guru Nanak Dev Ji had to say. And these were those words when Guru Maharaj Ji sat, Sam samadhi laake baighe. Kei prashna ho rahe kisi, so he kept asking. Guru Maharaj Ji ne bachan sunaye. And as bachan sunaye, ek di ichha uthi, main Maharaj Ji di tasveer banaa. Ek di ichha uthi, Maharaj Ji mainu brahmand khand saare dikhao. And ek di ichha bas enni si, Maharaj Ji taas chan le hride basavo. तो परम गुरु नानक गुण गावो बस मेरी यही इच्छा तुसी मेरे हृदय वासियो that reside in my heart forever and that's all I want so I can praise you over and over again through your simran and I can meditate upon you over and over again so Khalsa Ji Sweden ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਭਾਈ ਵੀਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੀ ਖੋਜ ਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਪੁਸਤਕ ਲੱਭੀ ਐਂਡ ਉਹ ਪੁਸਤਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ there is a poem ਇਹ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੋਮ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਐਂਡ ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਰੱਖਣ ਨੂੰ The book is called Snowbirds, Snowbirds. And it's talking about this one individual in this crowd that stayed there. The rest, ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਚੱਲ ਗਏ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਇੱਕ ਪੀਰ ਬਹਿਲੋਲ ਉੱਥੇ ਬੈਠਾ ਰਹਿ ਗਿਆ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਟੈਲਸ ਦ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਹੂ ਦਿਸ ਪਰਸਨ ਇਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਇਹ ਜੇ ਭਗਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਥਾ ਸੁਣਾਉਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਜੀ ਉਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਉੱਠੇ ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪੋਮ ਫਰਮ ਸਨੋਬਰਡਸ ਰਿਟਨ ਫੋਰ ਪੀਰ ਬਹਿਲੋਲ ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਸਟੋਨ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਸ ਰਿਟਨ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਫਰਡ ਟੂ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਪੋਮ upon this simple slab of granite, thou didst, discoursing of paternal love. Paternal love is Pati Parmeshwar di Bhakti, paternal love. And holy light, O Guru Nanak, Prince among India's holy sons, what song from the source of seven waters thou didst sing to charm the soul of Iran? What peace from Himalaya's lonely caves and forests, Himalaya Sumer Parbat? Kyunki Maharaj ji ne unniya pauriya Japji Sahib di uchaaran karke phir Maharaj ji idhar aaye si Saudi Arabia de vich, Baghdad de vich, Makkah de vich vi 19 pauriyan, 19 pauriyan sunaiyan, because Maharaj ji had only recited 19. And only pustak de vich likhte si in a granth that Maharaj ji carried to Makkah. And jadon tango pakad te sitya, phir aaya Makkah kala dikhari. Jadon Makkah nu ala ditte si, jivein bhai saab sunaunde si maithon pehla, das ton pehla, ਜਦੋਂ ਸੁਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਸੀ ਤਿੰਨ ਵਾਰੀ ਫੇਰਿਆ ਐਂਡ ਉਹ ਮੱਕਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਘੁਮਾਇਆ ਪੀਪਲ ਨਾਓ ਮੋਮ ਦਿਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੁਣ ਸੁਣਨ ਨੂੰ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਦੇ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਹੀਅਰ ਮਾਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ 19 ਪੌੜੀਆਂ ਜਪਜੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਸੁਣਾਏ ਸੀ ਐਂਡ ਗਿਆਨੀ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਸਿੰਘ ਆ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਹੋਏ ਆ ਉਹ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ ਸਮੈਂਟ ਫੈਕਟਰੀ ਸੀ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਫੈਕਟਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਗੋਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ ਐਂਡ ਇੱਕ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ One Muslim, when he did Hajj Jandey and then they go on a pilgrimage to Mecca, and this one person went to Mecca, and utte jaake the pratan sages, koi kazi imam si utte, je koi pratan rori tis Muslim di rakhiin onde hai, pichle zamane to, sambhal ke rakhi hai, jis tarah khadam bhi sambhal ke rakhi hai, unhone ek sikhya bhi rakhi hai utto, Guru Nanak Dev Ji di. ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਹਜ ਕਰਨ ਗਿਆ ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੇਜਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਪ੍ਰਾਤਨ ਸੈਕਟ ਅ ਪਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਅ ਮੁਸਲਮ ਧਰਮ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਿਵਾਸ ਲਿਖੋ ਮੈਂ ਨਿਵਾਸ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਭਰਾਂ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਚੋਂ ਕੀ ਭਰਾਂ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਮੈਂ ਲਿਖਦਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਰ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਚੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹ ਉਹਨੇ 19 ਪੌੜੀਆਂ ਜਪਜੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਲਿਖੀਆਂ He wrote 19 pauris of Japji Sahib and jadon dwaare India chal ke gaya Das ne bhi dekhe the jadon musalman nivas wala sama hunda ohne se prayer times ja ke oh uth ke chal jande hunde aa and they start to do prayers and masalla or they put a carpet down and they face towards Makkah and they do their prayers that Gaur Sikh heard eh te saadi wari uchari janda 19 pauri Japji Sahib di uchan kita us din And he said that, why are you reciting Japji Sahib? Aadi namaz paro. He said that, main koi qazi imam si, oh to padh ke leke aaya, unhe likh ke ditti hai mainu. Then mainu das nu, kam te koi prashan karda si, you're telling me that Guru Nanak Dev Ji went to all these places, par phir unhe nu Guru Nanak Dev Ji nu utthe kyon nahi mande? Mande ya. Ki aap bhakti kari jande ya, par oh chalo, ਦੂਜਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹਠੀਲੇ ਆਏ ਗਏ ਦੇ ਸਟਬਨ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਸਟਬਨ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਭਗਤ ਨਾਮਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤੁਰਕੂ ਕਾਣਾ ਸਮ ਆਰ ਸੋ ਸਟਬਨ ਇਨ ਦੇ ਵੇਜ਼ ਦੇ ਡੋਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਅਦਰ ਆਈ ਦੇ ਬਲੀਵ ਇਨ ਵਨ ਗੋਡ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਵਨ ਆਈ ਬਟ ਦ ਅਦਰ ਆਈ ਦੇ ਡੋਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਓਪਨਨੈਸ ਇਨ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਫੇਥ ਐਂਡ ਲਰਨਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਨੇ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਵੀ ਹੈ And when God comes on him, Farad in a Makkah and open the fourth door within this city, And then you'll know that's God. And you should bow down to Him. But Khalsa Ji, there are many people who don't believe. Chalo, jinne mande hai gaya. They are on that dharti. So khas karke, I'm going to go back to the poem. Forgive me that I went on this tangent. But we're talking about Peer Bahlol. And that whether it's those 19 podiyan that came from Himalaya di dharti. Or Sumer Parbat to Baghdad or Makkah. What peace from Himalaya's only caves and forests thou didst carry to the vine groves and rose gardens of Baghdad. What light from Badrinath's snowy peaks thou didst bear to illumine the heart of Bahlol, the saintly Persian disciple. And now he says, 8 fortnights Bahlol hearkened to thy words that says that Jinnachar Guru Nanak Dev Ji ithe baithe ਉਹ ਹਿੱਲਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਜੇ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਵਚਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਕੀਤਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਐਂਡ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਾਇਆ. He took it through his ears and he engraved it in his heart. While the moon waxed and waned in the pomegranate grove, kehnde jithe Guru Nanak Dev Ji baitha si, bhama chandrama vi bhama nikal jave, even if the moon came out, because where Guru Nanak Dev Ji sat, do nishaniya in this poem comes, two nishaniya. One, it was a rose garden there. The second, there were vineyard. It was a vineyard where pomegranate grew. And then another nishani was near a cemetery where Guru Nanak Dev Ji sat. And after, while the moon waxed and waned in the pomegranate grove beside the grassy desert of the dead, and after thou hadst left him to return to the Bharata land or India, the fakir, it is said, would speak to none and listen to the voice of man or angel. Kehnde fakir bhalo koi manukh jaan koi pavan trishna vi dekhya je pavan paase khada vi hove unhan di awaaz sun nu tiyar nahi si kyunki guru nanak dev ji ne awaaz sun li si oh awaaz hirde vich basa ke he took guru maharaj ji's awaaz voice sacha vaang eh ditta si da shabd suno oh shabd sun ke hirde basa liya si now even if an angel standing beside him he's not going to listen to him his fame spread ohi mashhoori inni badi it went far and wide and the shah of Iran the king of Iran came to visit him but the holy man would take no earthly treasures nor hear the praise of kings and courtiers oh tayar bhi nahi si raji nu mil and koi daat or any gifts the raja had any wealth he wasn't ready to take sari duniya di ichcha chhad ditti si thus lived he lonely devoted shraddha par ke he lived for 60 years aji bhakti kamai utthe baith ke whereupon the sacred feet of guru nanak dev ji rested and here he left his body and in this sharir chhadya he wrote these words and akhar likhe on this slab of stone he spoke the hindustan resident of guru nanak dev ji to fakir bhalo and these 60 years he's rested on his guru's bachans like a bee poised on dalnit honey rose and here khalsa ji is the gurdwara naksha where guru nanak dev ji came and the other arrows where the grave of Bello, which is still sitting near where Guru Maharaj Ji rested himself. And this is the spot where Guru Nanak Dev Ji came at the Gurdwara. And another person that was listening, only utshah bani si Guru Nanak Dev Ji di image karam. And what did he do? He made an image of Guru Nanak Dev Ji sitting. And in the background of that time, this is drawn. To this day, four tasveeran bani hain Guru Nanak Dev Ji di. Guru Nanak Dev Ji diyan four hun tasveeran bani hain is duniya de vich us samay ton. And this is one of them. And in the back, you can see the rose garden. And you can see the vineyard of the pomegranate that's referred to in this poem. Jere Bhai Sahib ne khoj karke got out of the book called Snowbirds. This is the jola of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And beside there is the jola sahib that Balaji used to do over Guru Nanak Dev Ji's head. And now Khalsa Ji, I want to show you one quick thing. It's sama bhi upar ho gaya, but shethi mein sama samapat kar dena. Ek hor jagah hai gi hai, tode akhan de agge laake hona chahunda main. This is a stamp that shows in Azerbaijan, which used to be part of the Soviet Union of Russia, in its neighboring Turkey, it's located here where the A is on Google Maps. If you look by that body of water, the Caspian Sea, that Azerbaijan is a country that broke off the Soviet Union. Khalsa ji, ithe tan on, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Vige. Again, hajde tak, on their maps haven't shown Guru Nanak Dev Ji going up to that spot. Upon this mountain, a fire temple exists. And this fire temple is called Atishka. Atishka translates to a place, a fireplace. And there's natural gas underneath this tatti. And he used this. And he used to light fires. And Agni Devta nu mande hunde si itthe. Agni Devta, the fire god. They believed in the fire god in this place. Well, Khalsa ji, Guru Maharaj ji ne aap itthe aake lokan nu taraya. And around this area, Ekshasi, and the Roman Empire used to stretch around this area, and Ek Badshah Nasi in the Roman Empire, thus, well, while I was reading, I came across this, is that people used to do their bhakti, and hona the museum banaya gaya, see, jay parch karo jay jao, you'd see these kind of images that shows you jay Agni Devta nu mande hunde si, ehi kathan bhakti karde hunde si, sambal pa ke. Maharaj ji used to tell you, ehi koi lor ni ehi chicha karan diya. Guru Maharaj ji ekka, and unu judo, sache shabd naal. And koi lor ni sambal pa unu. Jay sambal paaye bhi hai, main sache sambal tonu suna denna. ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜੰਜੀਰਾਂ ਤੋੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਜੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੱਚ ਦਾ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਬਖਸ਼ਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਬਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਦੇਰਜ਼ ਅ ਮਿਊਜ਼ੀਅਮ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਬਟ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਦ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਦ ਕੰਧ ਯੂ ਰਾਈ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ ਕੰਧਾਂ ਤੇ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਹੁਣ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਂਡ ਹੀਅਰ ਔਨ ਅ ਸਲੈਬ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਇੱਕੋ ਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਜੁਨੀ ਆ ਜੁਨੀ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੰਨਾ ਲਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਦੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਵਾਲ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਆ ਜੁਨੀ ਸਹਿਬੰ ਗੁਰਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਐਂਡ ਇੱਥੇ ਲਿਖਣਾ ਸੀ ਆਦ ਪਰ ਅੱਧ ਸੱਚ ਲਿਖਤਾ ਅੱਧ ਸੱਚ ਆਦ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦ ਸੱਚ ਹੈਪੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋ ਸਿੱਪੀ ਸੱਚ ਐਂਡ ਗਾਹਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਖਰ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਐਂਡ ਚੇਲਾ ਕੋਈ ਰਾਜਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਚੇਲਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਉਸ ਇਲਾਕੇ ਦਾ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਦ ਐਕਸਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਦੇ ਪੁੱਟ ਦਿਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਵਾਲ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਖੋਜ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਦੇ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਹੱਥ 'ਚ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਸੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਲਿਖੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖੋਲ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਆਪਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਸੁਣਾਓ ਐਂਡ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਸੁਣਾਈ ਸੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਖੀ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਲਿਖੀ ਲਿਖਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਲਤੀਆਂ ਆ ਗਈਆਂ ਕੰਨਾ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੰਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਐਂਡ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੰਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕੰਨਾ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਲਤੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਗਈਆਂ ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਘੜ ਕੇ ਲਿਖਤਾ ਉਹ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਤੇ ਗਰੀਬ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਇੱਕ ਵਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੋ ਵਰੀ ਔਨ ਅ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਸਾਈਡ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਦਰ ਐਂਗਰੇਵਮੈਂਟ And in the which Vaheguru bhi likhya, Vaheguru in the near middle, you'll find Vaheguru Ji Sahib. Ithihas likhya, Sadguru Nanak Dev Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji stayed in this temple in September 1520. Kek Ismail pehla jera hoya, jinu kende Karu. And jere ithihas karde, Suraj Prakash likhya, Karu Badshah si, is alaqe da. ਕਾਲੂ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਦਿਖਾਇਆ ਸੀ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੂਈ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਸੜਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਪਿਆ ਧਨ ਕਿਉਂ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਐਂਡ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਚੂਸ ਚੂਸ ਕੇ ਆਪ ਧਨ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਯੂ ਟੇਕਨ ਅਵੇ ਪੀਪਲਸ ਵੈਲਥ ਈਵਨ ਪੁਲਡ ਆਊਟ ਡੈਡ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਵਸ ਸੋ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਟੇਕ ਵਟਐਵਰ ਵੈਲਥ ਵਾਸ ਬੇਰੀਡ ਵਿਦ ਥੈਮ ਕਾਲੂ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਉਹ ਕਾਲੂ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਸੀ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਨਾਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੈਟ ਫੋਲੋਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਚੇਲਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਸੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਇਸਮੇਲ ਆ ਇਸਮੇਲ ਐਂਡ ਕਾਰੂ ਵੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਸੱਦਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਐਂਡ ਉਹ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਏ ਸੀ ਸੋ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਖਿਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਾ ਚੁੱਕ ਸਮਾਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ 8:20 ਤੱਕ 8:30 ਹੋ ਗਏ ਮੁਆਫ ਕਰਨਾ ਖਿਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਾ ਚੁੱਕ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਲੈ ਜਾਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਵਿਰਾਜਮਾਨ ਆ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਗਿਆਰਵੀਂ ਜੋਤ ਰੂਪ ਹਰ ਆਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਾ ਆਇਓ ਹੁਣ ਜੋਤੀ ਸਰੂਪ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਆ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ इस दिन सफल करके नाम जप के पियो। बाबा 5 मिनट भी नाम जप के पियो। दास की यही बेनती है। वाहेगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहेगुरु जी।